Hey, and welcome to the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast. I am your girl, Suzanne, also known as Positively Suzanne. Now remember, this podcast was created with us in mind. It is a reminder that not only are we worthy, but we deserve the best versions of ourselves. So grab a cup of tea or your beverage of choice and sit back and relax and join me on this journey.
Hey there, positive people. It's your girl, Suzanne. And if you've been listening, I hope you have been listening. This is the month that I'm featuring female entrepreneurs who are just doing their thing and out there being fearless and phenomenal. And I am so excited to have this special guest with me today. I've known her from a back a minute, but let me just go over her bio a little bit. And, you know, she's going to add on to who she is, but I have with me Miss Michelle Memnon, spiritually fabulous herself. She is the founder and CEO of Spiritually Fabulous Ministries. Now, she's a business professional. She's a community leader. She has a diverse range of experiences that has certainly exposed her to people from many different backgrounds and socioeconomic classes. She has been able to inspire and lead people. Now, it's a valuable skill set that she has. She is a two-time author. She is a designer. And, you know, as we're chatting with her, you'll find out how to access her fabulous things that she creates. She's an event planner. Most recently, I was at her pop-up, her fabulous pre-Mother's Day pop-up. I was a vendor there. She is also a motivational speaker like your girl. You know, she aims to educate, to inspire, and to empower others to pursue their dreams. She loves to write. She's not shy to share her thoughts, and as you'll find throughout this interview. As I mentioned, she has two books, and the first one was called Spiritually Fabulous Soul Foods. It was Recipes for the Soul. It was in February 2019, and it's an action guide to empower women to live a purposeful and fruitful life. Her second book, A Spiritually Fabulous Creation, Heavenly Treats, she published that in May 2021. So that's right before the pandemic and right after the pandemic. It is a fabulous recipe book filled with desserts and all sorts of things for you to create, to bake, and just be happy and merry. So she has a big event that she puts on every year in the city of Worcester, and it's a great event. It's the annual Summer Gospel Fest, and it's going to be on again this year. So we'll talk about that a little more. And it's something that she hosts annually to give back to the community. And, you know, proceeds from all the other things that she does goes to benefit this. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a community event. It's a very expensive endeavor. So, you know, certainly there's sponsors, but she puts a lot of work and commitment to get into this. So I am so excited to have her on the Sit Down with Suzanne program this morning. So welcome, Miss Mish, Miss Spiritually Fabulous herself. How are you today?
Wonderful. Hello, my beautiful and fabulous people.
All right. So I am so excited. Thank you so much for agreeing to be in on the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast. You know, when I mentioned to you that I was highlighting female entrepreneurs for the month of May, you know, I was excited to have you because I know you're out there, you're doing your thing, and one of your goals is inspire. And, you know, I know a lot of people are thinking of it and, you know, they're kind of doing it as their side hustle and they don't know what to start. So let's talk a little bit about your professional background. Just give me a quick intro into what your professional background is, and then let's just jump into the meat of it.
My professional background, I would say that I am a leader with a plethora of skill sets, business administration, coaching, empowering, motivating, and just trying to lead the way for people. When you think about professional background, corporate America, I was a manager, oversee, you know, many staff. In operations, I would say, professional background as far as management.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurism. So What made you decide that, you know, I'm an entrepreneur? How did that come about? Was that something that you just woke up one day and did? Or was this like a gradual transition? You were doing a hustle on the side. And, you know, what made you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Okay, I want to answer this question, but I'm going to just rewind back to the first question, because I don't even like how that sound in regards to professional, because I'm thinking of my title when I was in corporate.
Okay.
So when you say professional background, just being professional, being a professional, I was birthed to be an entrepreneur. I honestly believe that I was always different and cut from a different cloth, but you really don't know, you know, until life experiences hit you. As far as entrepreneurship, I would say when I was in corporate America, that was a side hustle for me, but I was still an entrepreneur. I just hustled it on the side. Now I am mainstream doing entrepreneurship. And to me, I've always had it in me. I've always, I was always creative. I always thought different. I always had creative ideas. So the blessings and gifts that God has instilled inside of me, because all these gifts, these skill sets, right, that lead to being an entrepreneur, was gifted from God, that I was able to birth them out. And there's just so many different ideas instilled inside of me. When you think of entrepreneurship, like a tree, I can branch off many different ways, but it's about staying rooted and focusing on the one or two things, you know, so you can be successful.
That is actually a really valid point, because, you know, a lot of folks, they want to do everything, because there's this opportunity area, this creative genre, this creative culture that we're in, you know, there's so much to do. But if you go out there and try to do everything, you it's very hard to be successful. I'm not saying that you can't, but, you know, you really do have to hone your skill sets and, you know, truly find out what you're good at and expand on those, versus, you know, if you see this one doing this, you're like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Just really building your entrepreneurship around competing versus what you're truly passionate and good at. So a little earlier, you mentioned, you said you were doing it part-time. Now you're doing mainstream. And I know a lot of folks that are doing that. A lot of my audience that are doing it part-time and want to do it mainstream. How did you kick off to do it mainstream? Like, what was some of the first things that you did?
Well, if you must know, I quit my job. I was with a prestigious organization, I would say, 5 months shy of 20 years. And this wasn't planned. It just happened. But you know what? I'm glad it happened. It happens because here I am now, that I can focus and put all that energy into me. And even though I'm putting it into me, just like too, when I used to supervise and manage, you put the energy into the people, the staff, you know, the customers, and less energy for me, but put the energy in it for me so I can be better help to service people. You can't do it weighed down. You can't do it tired. Even though I'm getting a little bit less sleep, but again, still, I'm on my time, fueling my energy and not fueling someone else's, building my foundation and not building someone else's foundation, but still being a blessing to everybody while I'm doing it.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for trusting us to, you know, share your story. And, you know, you did mention that, you know, you stepped out of corporate America and you're doing your entrepreneurship. And, you know, that's truly what the people want to hear about, just in terms of, you know, what was that like for you? And you said it was a faith. So because I know you personally and know how important your faith is to you, and you said that it was a faith step, and, you know, some of the things that you did, you know, initially, you need to focus on it full time, because being weighed down and bogged down, and you mentioned that you supervise people, and, you know, supervising process is tough, but supervising people, that's a whole different ball game. It is.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Positively, we're going to talk about it. I want to say that this season for me, it's a faith walk. Mm. This is a faith walk. That's what I'm titling it. When you think of supervising and managing people, right? It's not so much of the job that was weighing me down. Mm. You know, even though we have a lot, who much is given, much is required. We do understand that. So I know I had a lot to do. I understand that. But that wasn't the burnout. It's dealing with people. Dealing with people. People who don't respect you or just want to be people. And with the pandemic, to me, I won't say the pandemic made things any easier, any worse. People are just going to be people. Mm. And I just was all set with managing people. Mm-hmm. In my position, I was able to inspire people, empower people, and lead people. But remember, too, people also have to want that for themselves. Mm-hmm. Even though you're set in position to lead that way, they have to decide if they want to follow. So you know how hard it is how you're supposed to be leading, but then they're not following you? Mm-hmm. Things are not going to be productive. They'll be productive in the way that they think it's productive. But what's the point of being set in place and you don't have support either? You know what I mean? So enough about corporate America and in regards to even what we're speaking of, I want to take this focus back to me and me being a blessing to others to show them that you could do it, but not telling someone to quit their job.
You know, God, no, not at all.
I want to share my story where you can understand my story and connect with my story, then decide when's the time right for you. But exactly. This is my time. My time is right now. My time right. is now.
All right. It is right your now. Season. It is your faith walk. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about you being an entrepreneur. Let me ask you this. Do you have a support system or is it you, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're doing so much, you have so many things that you're doing because a lot of time entrepreneurs start out with just them. Do you have a support system or is it just you?
In regards to support system, I am the main woman on the field, but I do have mentors because I think that's important to have mentors. I have different mentors. Mm-hmm. So I do. And I'm going to consider that a support system as far as assisting me, helping me with exactly what I'm doing, my entrepreneurship. You know, when I'm doing certain things, I can ask for, or I have volunteers, but getting the work done, it's me being guided and empowered by mentors.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'm glad you mentioned that because I find the value of mentors so important. I'm a mentor to some and I have mentors that, you know what, because we don't know everything. And, you know, if you are the smartest person in the room, you need to find a new room. And I think you and I have had that conversation before. Our pastor, we shared a pastor at one point, and he was very fond of saying that, you know, so I think that's so important that you have a mentor. And I do consider that a support system. Is there any entrepreneur that you admire and that you feel like you can go to for advice?
And I'm being honest. You know what? Let me tell you. I do.
Good.
And I'm sitting there because I'm thinking, not right in front of me. Mm-hmm. But when you think of, you know, mentors or even via social media, there's specific people that I follow. That also at times too, I'm able to jump on master classes or webinars, whatever, and I'm inspired by them. And then also too, they have a team to get back to if need be. I mean, I have direct connect because it's social media, but I'm a part of the community and the group. But then again, no, let me take that back. And yeah, being part of community group, like you can email, you can message, but as far as picking up the phone and I need to speak with you, the ones that I'm talking to regarding social media is a no. But inspired by just as a a lot of positive entrepreneurs that I look up to.
Good.
And back to what you're saying about the mentor. Yeah, I'm also a mentor, as you said too, and also being mentored.
Mm. Yep. You know, you said it earlier, like to whom much is given, much is also expected. You know, as people are feeding into you, I do believe that you're feeding into you. You have to feed into others. And I know that's one of the aim of, you know, your Spiritually Fabulous Ministries. You know, your aim to inspire and empower. So that's fantastic. Well, what are some of the biggest hurdles you think an entrepreneur would face? What are some of the biggest hurdles that you faced?
For entrepreneur, you need to be determined and motivated and organized. As far as biggest hurdles, people not believing in you. And it's kind of funny to say that. I know people believe in, you can think people believe in you because they see you doing so much and, you know, you'll get the compliments and the comments. But then again, too, the biggest hurdles, support.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I understand.
We have a community, you know, you have your local, you know, your community, but biggest hurdles, support. We can come further and farther away with support.
Absolutely.
Like genuine support. I don't mean support just to show your face, so just to say you were there. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't knock someone just for showing up for to say that. So let me be clear too, because I don't want this to be taken a different way. You can feel when someone is generally being supportive to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can. I do believe that we have that that, you know, that discerning spirit, right? We can say like, they're just faking the funk, or, you know, they genuinely want to see you succeed. So there's somebody that I admire, and I listen to Susie Orman. She talks about money, and, you know, I'll send you the link to who she is. And she was on the Breakfast Club the other day, and I didn't get the full interview, but one thing she said stuck out to me was that people want you to be successful till you're successful. They'll say, I want you to be successful. It's like, oh, look at her doing her thing. But the minute you get successful, then that's, you know, like when the hate and the things start and things like that, the criticism and all of that. So I do get that what you're saying in terms of support, you know, and I have found that, you know, sometimes your closest circle is not the ones that support you. Like most of the success I've had is from strangers.
No, like I said, I don't want to sound a certain way on this podcast, but I want to explain the detail too, just to be clear, because I don't want nobody taking what I'm saying out of context, you know?
Yeah.
But the biggest supporters will come from far, and they will be strangers.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of, actually, when you go back to the question about an entrepreneur, I think of Trent Shelton, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying about social media. Like, I consider him a mentor. I'm on his text community, you know, and he's good at what he does. And he sends his messages. He empowers, he encourages. So when you think of entrepreneurship, he's a motivational speaker, a little bit of everything. I'm admired, inspired by him. I get empowered by him. And there's things that he says and other people say where, wow, he said that, but why can't you say that? But I still want to be careful what I'm saying, because I don't want anybody to take it a certain way. But support, there's support, and then there's support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people want to see you in, not, oh, what is she up to? Oh, she's, what now? You know? That's why it's important for you to surround yourself around like-minded people, people doing the same thing or even more. So when I do complete and accomplish what I did, you say, okay, what's next? Not again, or what you gonna do? No, I'm telling you, you don't get, I'm telling you.
This I is do how, get it. I'm laughing because I've had similar experiences. And, you know, I think you and I had a conversation about this once, and I had shared two things with you that I think of sometimes when somebody says to me, Lord, you're doing too much. You know, it's that clip by the Christie Show. She was like, you know, people really be mad when they see me because they're always saying you're doing too much. And then the other quote by Denzel Washington, which I love and I have, and it says, you know, the only people that's going to criticize you for doing too much is the ones who are not doing, you know, enough as much. So that's not the exact quote. I don't have it in front of me, but that's it. Like, you know, the folks that are like, Lord, you can't rest. You can't sit down. Yeah, do too much. Oh, you know, what's Susan? I don't know. And it's like, but my whole life I've dealt with that. I've dealt with, oh, you know, yeah, go on too much. You're acting too white. You, like just all the things that I pursued. I remember the first time folks were like, what is a motivational speaker? Or even having the podcast, folks were like, Black people don't listen to podcasts. I'm sorry. Check the industry. Look at the stats. It's a $1 billion industry now. And there's so many Black women in it and Black folks in it. And there's just so much. So, you know, folks will sometimes try to discourage you from your dreams because, you know, if you are not, you know, just comfortable and confident that this is what God has given you. And I love that you have that. Folks will be discouraging. And then you start to wonder, like, am I doing too much? Am I, you know, why can't I just be happy and be okay with what I have? Because God didn't place that vision in you for a reason. He placed Spiritually Fabulous Ministries in you for a reason. And, you know, you're not criticizing or throwing words. And, you know, and I don't think anybody's going to misconstrue, but you have this vision. And you can't, like Jeremiah, it's like fire in your bones, right? You cannot sleep on what God has put in you.
He's put in. And then, you know how, you know, being introduced to Spiritually Fabulous Ministries, that's where it started. You know, God gave me the name Spiritually Fabulous. I was not sitting here, oh, I think I need a name. Like, it's just weird. Everything just is part of the plan. He gave me that name, Spiritually Fabulous. So I started with Spiritually Fabulous Ministries in 2013. And then off of that, in 2017, Spiritually Fabulous LLC was birthed. And Spiritually Fabulous LLC is my event planning. My ministries is, you know, just doing work outside of the four walls. Mm-hmm. So when you think of Spiritually Fabulous, I'm a lifestyle brand, you know, mm-hmm. designed to connect, inspire, and serve through my events, products, and services.
All right. All right. So I will say that, you know, your vision is coming to fruition. A lot more to go, but it is coming to fruition. So what were some of the first wins for you as an entrepreneur?
First wins as an entrepreneur, I'm going to say my first win was publishing my book because it was written in a journal. For a long time, it was just in a journal. You know, I'm a writer, so I write. Someone said to me, when are you going to put those words on paper? So I put it in the journal, put it aside. And it was 4 years after that, it became a published book. So I'm going to say that was my first win. Or then again, too. Yeah, because, you know, you don't have to count a big win. Even a small win is even creating my website. That's even before the book. You know, 2013, just being led to even create a website under Spiritually Fabulous and then just go from there.
Awesome.
It's just weird. I don't, you know what it is? I have so much in me to say. And that's why I sound like I'm all over the place. And I'm thinking because it's been so long, because here I am now in 2022.
Yeah.
Spiritually Fabulous, that name, that logo, everything, it just happened 2013 as. It just came. When you think of visionary and a vision and God puts it in you, like he just puts these stuff and then it just falls into place. This is what I'm basically saying.
Girl, this is a safe space. Be you. Share. I invited you on the podcast because I do have many requests for folks to be on the podcast, but I want people who are going to be authentically themselves and folks who are going to share and inspire others who are, you know, possibly thinking of doing something, and hearing your story will inspire someone to step out into their faith walk. You know, everybody's story is different. Everybody's going to do it a little differently. But, you know, if you go back to some of my podcasts, I'll be talking and God will give me a message and I'm saying something and forget and thinking I'm in church. So you're all right. This is a safe sharing space.
Yeah, I don't think that is not safe. I'm just trying. I'm thinking. I'm just trying to put it all together.
All right.
It's been so long. I don't know.
Okay.
So here I am now. Here I am.
Isn't it funny when you go back and you think, when you go back and think of like, holy moly, this was 2013. We're in 2022.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, and that was just, like I said, when I first, and it's funny, when I created that, the website was going to be to promote the people of God, like people who were having events, people who were doing things, put it on my website. That's how it started. That's, it's weird. But then I got to a point, or, you know, being spirit led too, like I can't just put anybody on my website because you're, just because you're having a function, you know, that's tied to church or God, doesn't mean it belongs on the website. What I mean by that is I didn't know a lot of these people personally. I just see like, oh, they're doing things. But then again, I don't know who you're attached to, what you're really doing. And that's the thing too. I protect, here we are, 2022. I'm very protective of my brands. Like I said, I'm a lifestyle brand. I do not just click up and connect with just anyone. I do not do business with just anyone. You know, customers, clients are different. I mean, like someone wanted to collab. I don't collaborate with just anyone. I don't do it.
No, you have to. You have to be. Your brand is a lifestyle brand. And, you know, similar to mine. I mean, I am the face of my brand. You are the face of your brand. So people will connect you to whoever you collaborate with. And if they're with foolishness or, you know, whatever, they're going to lump you right in there. Is it fair? No. So no, you do have to be very protective. And sometimes folks will put things out and they'll put the name of the Lord in it, but it has nothing to do with the name of the Lord. And no, I think you're right to do that. And, you know, doing things on, you know, your way, and then find the right partners to collaborate with.
Yeah. But some people don't know how to take that. Sometimes when you do not want to be a part of something or connect and collaborate, some people don't know how to take it. I'm telling you.
It's
not that I think I'm bougie or I'm conceited or my brand is too good. No, I just can't. Like it, in regards to even social media, when you go on my page, I don't just put anyone on my page. I don't hashtag and link people to the page so they can go to your page if you're doing foolishness on your page. And I'm so for real about that. No, I'm serious. You may not see, you know, pictures of friends and family or whatever, because my Instagram, like, that's a business page. It's business. You know, your Facebook is different. You have your Facebook business and Facebook personal. But this is business. And this is trying to inspire and encourage people. I'm not putting a picture of us because we went to dinner or had an event, and to tie into that, tag your name when you're doing foolishness on your page. No,
no, you are your brand. You are the CEO of your brand. And unfortunately, you know, anything or anyone you associate with, they're going to, you know, lump you with it. So no, you have to be protective of your brand, and, you know, you have certain dreams and goals for your brand, and, you know, you do have to be consistent. You have to be intentional, which is a term that I use often. I'm very intentional. You know, if I'm feeling tired or just because, like, even a simple post for me, like, I think about it and I'm like, who is this going to touch? And putting a post out, like, just because I'm like, oh, I need to put something out. I'd rather not put something out if I feel like it's not going to fully represent, you know, me. I don't want to put it out just to put it out. I do want it to have impact. So it's more impact versus popularity, although it seems like popularity is what wins. But I think that who you need to help, you will help. So that is so crucial and that is so important. So no, hey, you've got to do what you got to do. You have, listen, I've been called bougie my whole life. So, and I'm okay with it because I know that, you know, God has a plan. So how do you celebrate your wins though? So, you know, you've had so many wins, but how do you personally, not in publicly, but how do you personally celebrate a win?
I'm glad you're asking that. And well, as far as my books, like my two books that I've published, you know, I did my book signing celebration. So it's celebrating my book, but celebrating me. But other than that, everything else that I do, I don't celebrate myself. I, you know, you smile to yourself, you're proud of yourself, I jump around to myself, but that's not, then again, that is celebrating me. But as far as like getting a bottle of champagne and popping it, me, or going out to dinner, I don't. And you know what? Once again, the time is now. This is a new season for me. I'm going to celebrate every win going forward.
Absolutely. You better.
Do it. You know, sometimes you shouldn't do things, just do it. And I don't do things, just do it. But I do it. If that makes sense. I do things. You know, you have your goals. You achieve your goals. And you do it. And then it's like, what next? And then you just keep doing it. But no, I do not think. Actually, let me tell you. How do I celebrate my wins? Full-time entrepreneurship. I'm celebrating every win that I've done before I said goodbye, I retired.
All right. I love it. I love it. Girl.
Come on.
All right. Sam. All right. We're not going to sing, but no, but that, listen, girl, I love tea. You know this, you've seen, I do tea parties. That's how I celebrate most of my celebration. It's just, it's nothing, you know, big or whatever, but it's for me. It brings me joy. I have a little tea party to myself, whether it's on my deck or my living room. And, you know, I have fruits and dessert because, you know, dessert has to be there and just say, I thank you, God. And you're right. It's not just the big win, like the small wins, you know, like getting a meeting with somebody that was difficult to get a meeting with, or just overcoming a hurdle that you thought was impossible. And, you know, that's huge. But I want to talk about the Gospel Fest, because that was birthed in you a few years ago. And that started and has evolved over the years. And we're going into, this is the seventh.
This is the seventh, but, you know, because due to the pandemic, we couldn't have it in 2020. It would have been the eighth, but it's the seventh.
All right. So tell me a little bit about that, how that came about and just, you know.
Once again, you know, God just sprinkles some things inside of you till you get birth. So how I operate, and to me, how things always just occur. I happen to be at an event. And I was having a conversation with this gentleman. We wasn't talking about events, festivals, nothing. We were having, you know, general conversation, just talking. And in the middle of the conversation, I went, I took a breath. And he was like, what, sis? Just like, and I'm being for honest. I know I sound animated, but I'm being honest.
It's all right.
He was like, what? Are you okay? Like, what? And I was like, what if I had a gospel fest? What if this was a festival? Just like that. That was it. I didn't speak anymore on it. I didn't say anything. Holy Spirit told me to shut up. Just like, I'm being honest. Like it was implanted in the middle of an event. And then time after, not too long after, how God operates with me, it's like a computer. I grabbed a piece of paper and a pen, and I just started writing. Just like my book and whatever, I do these stuff, I write, and then I tuck it. It's like when it's implanted, put it on paper, because the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, and it's just weird. I'm going to call it weird. I'm going to say it's weird, because it is weird. It's different how God operates with me. And then, not even 6 months later, it was just time to operate. I don't know how to explain, like, to say, oh, the time is now. It just comes. I don't know how to explain it. It just comes inside of me. Then I just start investigating, doing what I need to do. And then whoop there was 2015. I got the idea 2014. But I'm telling you, it wasn't from, I want to do this big event. It just, it's Holy Spirit led. And I'm using the word Holy Spirit because it was, and it is. Just like my book. The Holy Spirit was my ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Every idea that is given to me that comes to fruition is from the Holy Spirit. So Gospel Fest, whoop, there it is. That's how it started. And here we are now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest event for the year.
It is. And it's coming up July 30th at Worcester Common. And let's tell folks how they can access it. I know that if you don't live in the Worcester area, you can't access it. And, you know, for the future, who knows, will be televised. I'm going to manifest that for you, sis. It will be televised.
That's all part of the plan, too. But remember, too, being hybrid, that's also extra work. So I'm not close to it because with the pandemic, that's the way, you know, we had to be strategic and learn how to operate differently. And that was going to be part of the plan. Then 2020, it was a no one's having events. 2021, there was no time to think about hybrid because this is already a big festival to plan.
Yeah.
So I'm on all social platforms. I also always hand out physical flyers. Like when you think about marketing, that's a big thing too with entrepreneurship or any event or anything that you're doing. You should be marketing you, your brand, and your event. My events are successful because I market. I don't wait for anybody to do it for me. And we should, and I'm not saying not to pay someone or have somebody because you should, because I can't do things alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I handle my business. Mm-hmm. I am on the ground running. I'm connected with the community. I connect with people. So where to find it? My website, spirituallyfabulous.com. I know at the end, you'll probably give me opportunity to share, but to find information about the Gospel Fest, go to spirituallyfabulous.com, social media. And there's specific websites that I post my events on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you do a lot as an entrepreneur. What advice would you give to someone who's possibly thinking of becoming an entrepreneur? I know we've talked about it and danced around it and dropped some hints and clues, but if you were to speak directly to the listeners right now and give them some advice about becoming an entrepreneur, what would you say to them?
Okay. First, I will start off with my quote. My quote is, "The beauty in a vision is seeing what you have the ability to create," right? You have this vision, you know, it's a beautiful vision. But you have to make steps and take the necessary steps, actually, towards accomplishing that vision or that goal. Entrepreneurship, they say it's not for the weak. It's not. It's not. You're on your own time. You are your own boss. You are the visionary. You have to be organized. You have to want it. You have to be determined. So the beauty in a vision is seeing what you have the ability to create. Because after you finish creating it, whatever it is you're doing, establishing that business, creating a product, your service, when it's all said and done, it's a beautiful thing that it was accomplished, that you stuck with it. Follow your dreams, pursue your dreams, and don't listen to people telling you, you cannot do it. Cannot. Should not be in your vocabulary. As they say too, impossible, it's I'm possible. It is possible. It's possible because you see other people's doing. And when you think about Spiritually Fabulous, or you think about Michelle Memnon, like anything and everything that I do is to encourage and inspire and empower somebody else to do it too. You can do it. Because we all have ideas. You know, people have ideas. And they sit on it or they don't know how to get started, where to get started. I'm a community resource. That's the other thing, you know? And when you think about coaching someone or being a motivational speaker, I do that on a daily basis. Not a point of getting on a stage and speaking to a lot of audience. It's a one-on-one too. That's motivational speaking. I try to encourage someone every day. So entrepreneurship, to lead back to what you're saying, you can do it. It starts with like the Bible said, write in that vision and make it plain. Even bullets. Whether what color you want something, how big you want something. Another thing too, when you think of vision boards, right? That's the same thing as writing the vision and make it plain. You're putting that vision into this board, right? That you want to see and sticking to it. It doesn't matter if it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a month, a year, 5 years. Like I said, that book, it birthed 4 years later. You can do it.
Absolutely.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Girl, that word is difficult to know, but all right, let's throw that out there. All right. And, you know, thank you for that. And for those of you that are listening and that are possibly thinking of doing your thing, like she said, do it.
Just do it. We're not going to steal Nike's, but just do it.
Just do it.
Okay. Let's go.
Tell me, what are some, and you talked about it like in the beginning, one of the things you mentioned was being organized, but what are some of the most, I want to say the best habits you need to develop to become an entrepreneur?
Girl, let me tell you, because to this day, I have friends who laugh at me. I've been the same way for a very long time since the young, and I am a note taker. When we used to take trips and do certain things, I was the one like on the hotels, you know, the airfare, the events that we're going to go to and everything we're going to do, or think about even creating, even designing and clothes and dressing and hello, it was me. So thank God for, you know, our notes and our phones. Cause before it was just, it was just paper and a pen. Like, I'm going to keep saying this, write the vision and make it plain. My big success is writing it down. Every time God gives me an idea, and this is to be helpful to, I'm going to say you too, I don't know if you do it, to you and everyone else. When I get an idea, I write down the date and the idea. So when the time comes or it just happens, like, you remember that was the date it was given to you. I put that date down.
Absolutely.
And I write down every idea. I don't even, and you know, it's funny. I haven't even ever went back and checked it off. Like, oh, I did that. I just go back and I just look at this list, the list that keeps growing. Yeah. Tell me, I don't know how many more years that I'm going to be blessed with. I'm going to live to, you know, over 100 and hopefully I can birth all these ideas, but I have a blueprint, and that's what you call it. Everything I write, you consider that a blueprint.
Awesome. No, that's fantastic. No, I used to sleep with like a book and a pen next to my bed. Now I just use the phone because I could turn it on without waking my husband up and just type in something like at 2 a.m. I'm like, I don't even know if it's going to come to fruition. The beauty before I would put, because I would call it a diary and I would put, you know, the date at the top, but now the notes just gives me the date of when I created it. And it's been a godsend to me. I have poems and books that I've written that's just there, and like I feel like when it's time to share, it is time to share. So, you know, you mention it so many times, write it down, and I think that is so important, because I'm not gonna lie, as we get older sometimes we don't remember everything, and
I don't want to forget.
I don't want not at all. All right, so starting in 2013, you know, with Spiritually Fabulous Ministry and to where you are today, how have your goals shifted?
Oh, man, they have shifted.
Okay.
I'm climbing the ladder. I'm doing some things. You know what's funny? I was at an event and I was having a conversation with someone and I was saying how to people, it seems like I'm doing a lot, right? And she said, and I said, you know, because I don't think so. I'm just doing, like I said. And she said, Michelle, you are, to people, you are doing a lot. Because you are doing a lot. Because, you know, she follows me and sees what I'm doing too. But to you, you may not think you're doing a lot because you have all these other goals or things that you haven't done that you're trying to do. So then you don't think you're doing a lot. But I'm still going to big myself up, because the other day I bought a planner in January I wrote in the plan in January, you know, you do your diet goals, losing how much weight you want to lose, you know, New Year's resolution. And then I haven't wrote in it since January. So the other day, at the end of April, because I did on a piece of paper write down everything I completed. When I wrote all that stuff down on the months that they belonged, I have accomplished a lot. I accomplished a lot.
That's incredible.
And me sitting by myself dwelling and was like, wow, Michelle, I've never did. It was weird. What I did the other day, I never did that. Like, wow. Like I said, I just do it. But I'm like, I've accomplished a lot since January.
That's awesome.
It's little goals, big goals, but it's a goal, my little goals. Since 2013, I'm going to say it out loud since we are on your podcast. 2013, you know, God gave me Spiritually Fabulous. And you know, what is for you is for you. When God gave you something, that's for you. But when you think of, you know, the fear of someone taking it, don't worry about it. I never feared someone's going to take my idea or take my logo or take my name. But since 2013, he gave me that as years gone, you know, went by. He was saying I need to trademark my brand. And I shared that with you. And last year, I made a conscious decision and a sacrifice. And I invested in me and I trademarked my brand. I received the green light from Washington. I'm just waiting on my paperwork to come in. That Spiritually Fabulous is trademarked. TM, R with a circle. So once again, it's all falling. I'm only saying it too because it's all falling into place. And this is, I know I'm yapping, but then again, this is for the listeners. I want to share something with you. When we think we have a plan or an idea, how it all ends up working out. Remember, I always wanted to trademark. I just didn't because, you know, it costs two and time. But in 2017, you know what I did? Because I had Spiritually Fabulous Ministries. That's how I started. 2017, here, Spiritually Fabulous LLC was birthed. And the only reason, I'm going to say the word only reason I registered that business was to try to protect my name, even though that's not protecting my name. You know, I put it as an LLC, think I know it's not protected, but I was putting it out there some more. You understand? Because you have the ministry and LLC. But guess what? Here we are 2022. Now that I'm doing the entrepreneurship and I'm really, really, really going into business and I'm this entrepreneur, my LLC is already established. Here we are now. You know what I mean? I did it for a different reason. I mean, I was still using it as a business, but I'm telling you, I locked that name as the LLC just to protect my Spiritually Fabulous. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. When look at God. No, now that I had registered 2017, I would have had to register it 2022 because I need it. And this is who I am. Mm-hmm. So when we do certain things, God was probably already laughing at me, like, because he already knew the way it was going to work out. So not only I already have my Spiritually Fabulous LLC since 2017, now here we are 2022. My brand is trademarked. It's stamped and sealed.
All right.
And it's a process. I'm going to tell you that I ain't going to lie. People should, you should protect, but it's a process, but it still can get done. So do it.
Absolutely. And you know, you and I talked about this, you know, it is a process and, you know, most people end up using a lawyer because it's very difficult. It's long. There is a fee associated with it and they treat you like you're trying to, I don't know.
like it's not yours. Let me tell you something.
They're brutal.
I didn't use a lawyer. I did it myself. And you know what I said? I'm glad I went through the process because guess what, too? When you think about business consulting and my business that I'm now, you want me to do it? You going to pay me? I started, I'm telling you, I shared this with you, Suzanne. I started about 8-9 at night. I did not finish that until the next morning. I think it was 8-9 o'clock in the morning between nodding off and it was just a lot, you know, just the information that they want. You're making sure you put in the right thing. But once again, it is possible.
It is possible. And it's done. No, it's a long process. It's worth it.
I am Spiritually Fabulous.
Yes, girl. Because no, protect that brand, because as you go and do more, and you know, you definitely want to protect that brand and make sure that, you know, you don't want to find out a couple years down the road that there's another Spiritually Fabulous, but no, you're a trademark, you're it. That's it. Ain't nobody going.
That's anywhere. The worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do. Build your brand and for it to be taken away or knocked down.
Yeah.
So that's out to all my entrepreneurs too. And not just entrepreneurs, business owners and product owners and service owners. Protect your brand.
You got to do. There's some shady folks out there. There are some shady folks out there. So, I mean, that's fantastic. You know,
Brandon.
Your goals certainly have shifted. And you know what? That is something that that person said to you. It does look like you're doing a lot to the person out there that doesn't know the amount of visions and goals that you have in front of you. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm not doing enough. And they're thinking, yeah. So, and
no, I didn't think I was not doing enough. I just said I am. I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I, people, especially if you're not doing anything, and then you see someone's just doing. And I want to be clear about this too. I don't think people think this, but I'm still going to say, because you can't control people's thoughts.
Nope.
I don't do anything for stripes. I'm not doing anything to show someone out. I'm just doing it. I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to be happy. I'm just trying to influence and empower others to do it too. Because we can all get it. We can all get it. There's enough room for everybody to eat. And there remember that word, eat.
There is. I've said it often. And, you know, I mentioned it with the previous guest that I just recorded that, you know what, the competition thing is just, you know what, God invested us with so many different talents and abilities. And even if somebody's doing the same thing as you, they are not you, no matter what.
Yeah, they have a whole different audience.
Like it is. It's like there's going to be something about you that resonates with somebody else. There's going to be something about the next person that resonates, because not everybody is going to want to listen to you or even follow you, and that's okay, because you know we're not built for everyone's consumption. We're truly not. And you know, I talked about, like, I was, and I said this to the other person too, so if you listen to podcasts you're gonna hear this again, I used to believe that Walmart and CVS, not Walmart, Walgreens and CVS has the same owner, right? Because, and I don't know if they do, but if you see a Walgreens, you see a CVS, and both of them are busy.
And McDonald's and Burger King.
Exactly. We talked about that
right
too.
Across the street. No, that's...
We talked about that too, because I was like, listen, and they're all busy, because you know what? You cannot, there is no way you can serve the needs of everyone every time. So
and you're doing something a little bit, something different.
Have to be. No one else has your DNA. But I think a lot of time folks, you know, be seeing other folks doing the similar thing. And, you know, they start to show shade and hate sometimes and think like they're in competition. Listen, your only competition should be yourself. Let folks do what they're doing. Do the same thing. Be inspired by folks. Do what, you know, but do you. Nobody else can be you. Trust and believe. God created you. Definitely for you. All right. So I'm going to ask a question. I know we've talked about it and, you know, I've asked a lot of the, you know, them, how do you personally define success? Cause I'm big in creating your own personal success, like not somebody else's standards, but yours.
How do I define success? I would just say, was all this question and dwelled on it, but you know what you want to be successful at. You know what I mean? So how do I define my own success, or how would someone define me?
Your own personal success?
Just smashing out my goals. Smashing out my goals. And the other part to that too is being able to influence someone else to do their thing or do the same, to do it. That's success. Like when you think of the book, right? I didn't create the book to say I'm an author, but I know I have encouraged other people to put your thoughts on that paper and publish that book. So that makes me smile. That makes me happy.
Okay.
No, it really does. It really touches my heart that I can influence somebody to do something. That is how
you define. That's fantastic. Would you say it's harder to work for yourself? Harder to be an entrepreneur or work for someone else?
It's harder to work for someone else because I am my own boss. You know, I want to be late. I can be late to myself, even though we should be respectful to ourselves and be prompt to ourselves. I'm just saying, and you know, not everybody respects you. And no, and nope, it's harder working for someone else.
Okay.
You know, when I when you go into a business establishment and just see the poor customer service or how people are dealing with people or just see the busyness, Suzanne, I honestly say, I don't miss this at all.
Yeah.
I don't miss it. No, I have clarity. I'm free. I'm breathing. I'm listening to the birds chirping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being influenced by the birds that no, it's beautiful. And just when did you have time to listen to birds chirp? When you're rushing to work, you can't hear them birds. You're trying to make it to work.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you need to shut up so I could take this last 5 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I have these birds outside my window. Now I can listen to them. But before, I'm like, seriously, I got 5 minutes before I got to get up. Like, calm down. It's a different feeling when you are working for yourself. Feeling.
I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful. I'm honestly humble and grateful.
Amen.
Honestly.
Any regrets?
No, not at all. No regrets. I have more time that I could spend with my mom. You know, I could be there for my children. And it's funny, even though we're still busy.
Yeah.
But still. And I can, and you know, we're an encouragement and an inspiration to our children too, that they see you grinding. They always seen you grinding. Just to see this different level, see what you're doing. That's a whole different feeling. And it's different.
Mm.
This is a different season for me. So be happy for me. I want everyone to be happy for me. Cause when I win, you win. When I go up, you coming up too.
I am happy for you, sis. And I know that our listeners are going to be happy for you because, you know, a lot of times we see success stories and, you know, folks, so, you know, you weren't born into privilege. I wasn't born into privilege.
Yes, I was.
All right. Privilege in Christ. Privilege in Christ. Girl, don't be trying me.
No, I wasn't. And you know what? And one thing I can say is I have grinded for mine. Mm-hmm. So when that time comes, because I'm not defining this as success. Yes, we are successful, but you know, there's more. But when that time comes, I don't think anybody can say, how did she get there? They will understand because they see that the grind is for real. And that was with working over 40 hours, you know, salary and stuck under the belt of corporate, still doing this, but just putting more of that energy in me for me.
Mm.
Yeah. I say to someone, see you at the top, not I'm going to be looking down at you. See you there.
Yeah. And that's what I certainly want to highlight. And I think that's what our listeners are going to resonate with, you know, just self-made. Because sometimes, you know, I think there was a joke going around that there is this certain individual, and I'm not going to mention name, has a big business and a multi-billion-dollar business. And, you know, they're saying he's self-made, but I mean, he got like $10 million of seed money from his family. So, I mean, how self-made are you? So you know what I'm saying? You did not have somebody hidden with a $10 million to give you to start. Like you
seed me. I mean, I'm plant ready, but drop them seeds.
No, I'm just saying, like they could drop it, but like you have accomplished this. You know, by like grinding. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't have any generational wealth to fall back. And right now, I am building generational wealth for my children, and you're doing the same.
Yep, let me tell you something. Because, you know, before we started this podcast, we said it like how I think I sounded myself. I'm loud. I'm different. I'm unique. I'm creative. I'm different. But I'm showing up as myself. Showing up as myself to be my best self, to see everyone at the top.
All right.
And if I can say, I know you're asking questions, but I just want to share because I don't know if we're about to end or whatever. If you think of 7 words to describe me, adventurous, ambitious, determined, intentional, an influencer, a trendsetter, and a leader.
Okay.
Not a boss, a leader.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we are getting ready to wrap up. So let's, before we do that, let's, and I know you mentioned it at the top of the hour, but let's mention all your social media handles. So, you know, folks, our listeners can follow you, and you mentioned your website and things like that. You mentioned what's upcoming for Spiritually Fabulous, but let's folks know how they can get connected with you and, you know, the services that you offer.
Okay. My listeners, since I want to stay connected, let's connect. I'm going to make it easy for you. You can catch me with all my handles, Spiritually Fabulous. Spiritually Fabulous are all my handles on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, even though I don't really use it a lot. And as far as when you think of shopping or my products, my website is spirituallyfabulous.com, which is a link on there to obtain my products. But if you want to go directly, it's I am Spiritually Fabulous is how you would get to the website to shop. But professionally on LinkedIn, I am Michelle Memnon.
All right. There you have it. And that's how you connect with Michelle Memnon or Spiritually Fabulous, the one, the
Google
only.
Me. Google me. No, sir. Google me.
Google her.
Fabulous.
Google her.
All right. Google me, baby.
You know, isn't that fantastic? Like, you know, just I sometimes look at, you know, when we were, because social media wasn't really around when we were in high school.
I'm glad.
You know, I'm glad too. But the beauty of social media now, I mean, it's good and it's bad, right? You know, but everything you do is on social media. That's why it's so important to, you know, at all times. You know, somebody called me the other day. I was at an event and they told me that they saw me on the local TV station. And I wasn't even aware that I was on it. They were videotaping something. I was in the background. So, and that was on TV and like social media, like everything you're doing, somebody could be videoing you and doing something. So it's so important that you're true to who you are and 100% representing who you are. And it, every minute.
And because, watching what you do.
And
you protecting your brand.
You do. You do. But no, sis, thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate you. As you know, I wanted to highlight female entrepreneurs because I know that many of our listeners are thinking of it and don't quite know how to get their start. And, you know, you're a business consultant, so they can certainly connect with you and reach out to you and, you know, to hire you to certainly coach, advise, counsel, all of that and connect them to resources and things like that. So there you have it. You know how to connect with her. You know how to reach out to her. Thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for trusting me with your story, for sharing. I know that you've inspired a lot of folks. And yes, and thank you for rocking the Positively Suzanne brand. I see your t-shirt. I'm going to have to snap a picture of that. You better take a picture and send that over so I could post that. The Empower shirt. And I love that because that's such a word that resonates with me. It's a tenets of my brand. And I know it's one of yours too. And you're rocking it with a she tie, which is your own personal creation. So perfectly melding together. God is so intentional in what he does all the time. All the time. So I thank you for being on the show. I thank you for being uniquely you. And I know that your story will inspire someone, will motivate someone, will empower someone. So any final thoughts and words as we sign off from this?
My final words is be you, do you, and remember my quote. The beauty in a vision is seeing what you have the ability to create. Be sure you see that. And I just want to pour into you, Miss Susie Q is what I call her. Susie Q. And she doesn't even know why I call her Susie Q. It just sounds cute, but the Q queen, Susie queen. So look at her face.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just want to pour into you as well that keep doing what you are doing because you are unique. And this is a blessing that you are utilizing this platform to be a blessing to others. This is a beautiful thing because not only God gave me the gift to gab, God gave you that gift to gab. And, you know, so it's great what you're doing. I'm inspired as well. I'm empowered as well. And it's about connecting with the right people. I was on a meeting this morning and what I took from it, I took a lot, but she said, find a business bestie. And, you know, it's hard like clicking with people. So find that business bestie, someone who, a like-minded person or like-minded people just doing things that inspire you to do more, because there's more. Awesome. Like I told you earlier, I'm inspired by your podcast because my podcast is coming, but that's not my focus. That's going to be later on. But you hear me, listeners, just gabbing away. I'm ready to gab. I'm ready to gab with you. Big up to Positively Suzanne, your podcast, your apparel, and everything else that is coming. May God continue to bless you and bless your hands and your creativity and, you know, your mindset.
Awesome.
And thank you to the listeners. I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to end with that, but now I can't end. Thank you so much for that. I did not know that's why. My dad used to call me Susie Q, but thank you for that. He did. It's okay. It's a name that I like, and it brings back memories whenever I hear it.
Wow.
It does. So don't stop calling me that. And now that I find the reason behind it.
It's going to be funny to like, hey, Susie Q, but yeah.
Don't stop. Because you know, we are queens and I'm a queen. I'm going to claim that crown a long time. But thank you for saying that. I admire you. I'm inspired by you. I see the things that you're doing. I'm there and I'm shouting for you. And I absolutely want to see you win. I know our backgrounds. And you know, I want folks thinking we were born into poverty or anything like that. But I also want to highlight to folks that, you know, when I said that, you know, we were born to Caribbean parents, and, you know, my parents did the best that they could, and their parents did the best that they could. And as we grow and we have access to more opportunities, we're going to do more. And then the next generation is going to do more. And that's how we build generational wealth. So, you know, I'm inspired by you because I know your kids, I know that are definitely inspired by you because they see all you're doing. I see all that you're doing, you know, and, you know, you are consistent. You know, you're very creative.
That's another word I should add.
Yes.
Oh, create. I should change it to 10 words. No, and I'm not being boastful. Like,
no, you are. You are creative.
Definitely, God has blessed me with a creative mindset.
He has. You are creative. You are consistent. You're intentional. You know, and you trust God. And once God places those things into you, they're going to manifest. And if you continue to follow your dream and you continue to use your gifts as a blessing to others, God's vision will be manifested. And I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you. And I'm excited to see what's coming out of you next.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
I haven't even started yet, girl.
All right.
I haven't even started.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm excited. You know, we're both young-ish. So there's a lot more of you to see. And I'm here. I'm here for the ride. But again, thank you so much for trusting me with your story, for being on the podcast. And, you know, stay tuned because there is going to be other opportunities to share the stories in different formats. And I'm excited. So Positively Suzanne is here. The Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is brought to you every week, and I'm excited about what's to come next. So we're going to sign off with Miss Spiritually Fabulous. So say your tatas.
It was a real true blessing to be here on this platform on today. And now it's time for me to go.
All right, girl, we don't got all day, but I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, guys. So listen up for some call to actions right after this. As always, guys, this is Suzanne saying thank you. I am saying I am humbled by your continued support. I am humbled by you continuing to tune in every time there's a new episode. I appreciate it because I know that there's a lot of podcasts out there for you to choose from so that you continue to choose mine and listen to it. I appreciate it. So a couple of things. Want to keep reminding you guys that the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is available. It is on my website at www.positivelysuzanne.com. It's also available in all the major podcasts and directory Stitcher. It's on Apple Music. It's on Amazon. It's on iHeart. It's on Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and a plethora of others. So wherever you get your podcasts, I guarantee you the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is on it. So I need you to do a couple of things for me. I need you to listen to the episode. I need you to subscribe. I need you to share the episode. I need you to write a review and spread the word. Spread the word that the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is out there. It's happening and it's fun and fabulous. So I want you to share it because we're trying to help more people. So again, please go ahead and share, like, write a review. If you want to reach out to me, you can connect with me at Suzanne@positivelysuzanne.com. You could also follow me on social media. Instagram is my main jam. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram. I am just so appreciative of everything you do. Also, buy me a coffee. It should be right at the bottom of the episode. So you can go ahead and buy me a coffee. Just remember that every coffee that you buy goes towards purchasing equipment to upgrade the soul so I could be bigger and better for you all. All right. So as always, I'm so appreciative of you guys. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing off.